Just taking a look over the course of this past week, the issue is still one of inflation in the US, and both the inflation reports, both producer prices and the CPI last week, were on the higher side of expectations, which is worrying at this stage because we are starting to see prices moderating for goods. The supply chain problems are starting to improve. That is reflecting in the prices of goods, but services are taking over as the driving force for inflation pressure now. And so last week we had both the producer price index for the month of September and also the CPI for the month of September. In both cases, there were about double expectations for the headline PPI and CPI for the month, hoping to see only 0.2% increases. Month on month, we got 0.4s. So as a result of that, headline producer price inflation is still running at 8.5%. It's down a bit from the month before, but nowhere near what people had hoped. And as far as the CPI is concerned, the drift off the top in the annual inflation rate is proving to be glacial. We've come back to 8.2% from 8.3%. And of course, that's still miles above the Fed's 2% target. The core CPI is a bit of a worry too. The core inflation rate's taking out volatile items like food and energy prices in the United States has actually deteriorated to 6.6% year on year from 6.3%. So that gives you some idea of where taking out volatile bits and pieces. Inflation has started to migrate at this point, so still very, very high. And the market, which had been getting optimistic about central banks getting near the top of their cycles, in part that was driven by what happened here in Australia earlier on when the Reserve Bank only tightened by 25 basis points. Suddenly it turns it all back on its head again, and you're looking at just where will the Fed funds rate be going. And the expectations now well and truly into the mid-fours at some point over the course of the next year or so. So, we had some other data which suggests that the US economy is still holding up to some degree. There's still these fears that we're going to be tipping towards recession and that Fed policy is going to get us there. But we had, for example, September retail sales came out, and particularly core retail sales were stronger than expected. There's some expectation that with the rate hikes we've had, the outsized ones, that should be starting to hit things. So there's an expectation that core retail sales should have fallen by about 0.1-0.2%. Instead, there was a small rise. And so we had the preliminary October consumer sentiment reading came out, and that's holding up at 59.8. I'm 58.6 going back. So all told, this is a story of the Fed still having to do more. And of course, that was starting to feed into expectations in financial markets towards the weekend and a pretty difficult Friday session at the end as far as the share market in particular is concerned in the US. This week, we get some more data which will give us a bit of a feel about how the economy is running. There's a few leading indicators, mostly the regional ones. So we get tonight, for example, the New York Purchasing Managers Index, the Empire State Survey. That did have a negative sign on the front of it last month, minus 1.5. It's expected to worsen to minus 4. It should. At this point, you'd expect the leading indicators to be turning down, so watching that one fairly carefully. We get tomorrow night the October National Association of Home Builders Index. No two ways. This one has really started to move towards weaker territory, as we're seeing in most of the major economies. Housing is right at the forefront of turning down as higher interest rates come through. And the NAHB was at 46 going back to the month of September. It expects to come down further to 44. And again, at the beginning of this year, we're at 70 on that index, so it's already come down a fair way. We get more housing data with home building permits and housing starts and the existing home sales all coming out later in the week as well. And home building permits were very weak going back to the month of August, down 8.5%. We expect to fall another 0.8%. Housing starts had a quirky rise going back to August, up 12.2%. In September, they're expected to have fallen about 6.2%. And existing home sales for the month of September were down in August by 0.4%, continuing to fall 2.3%. The Fed, we get the beige book coming out midweek too. This looks at the 12 Fed districts and conditions there, and it should be starting to reflect that we're starting to see some softness starting to edge into things. So we're in this horrible position at the moment where starting to worry about the downturn that's coming, but we're getting inflation numbers which suggests that we still have to make it worse by lifting interest rates further. And so this is the tricky position the US is facing at present. As far as China's concerned, we had some CPI and producer price index data coming out there last week. The CPI lifted a little to 2.8% from 2.5%, but producer prices moderated to 0.9% year on 2.3%. So China really hasn't got an inflation problem in the same way that other countries have at present. That gives them a bit of policy flexibility. This week, obviously we had the huge People's Congress meeting starting over the course of the weekend. That's going to, early this week, we think, ratify the next five-year term for President Xi. We're waiting to see whether there's any announcements about what they can do to help the economy. All we've heard so far is that China will at some point in this next five-year term be assimilating Taiwan, and that's been put on notice that that's going to occur at some point. That's a little bit of a disturbing development there. Also, that the war on Omicron, as they term it, is going to continue. In other words, they're still going to be using shutdowns from time to time to battle Omicron. Still waiting for more detail of how they're going to respond to some of the issues in the economy, which is actually running pretty softly at the moment. Today, we'll get September exports and imports coming out. Both of them are expected to be comparatively soft, as you'd expect, into a world economy which is starting to show some signs of softness. And when we come to Tuesday, we get the third quarter GDP data coming out. Now, going back to Q2, when you had large parts of the economy shut down on Omicron restrictions, we had a big pullback running through GDP. So it was minus 2.6% quarter on quarter, and that lowered the annual growth rate to 0.4%. In the third quarter, whilst they've still been using shutdowns, it's been affecting about 15% of the economy rather than more than half of it. And so there will be some rebound in that, but it's really just reclaiming some of that territory that was lost through Q2. So the quarter on quarter is expected to come in around about 3.5% quarter on quarter. And that would lift the annual growth rate to 3.4% year on year. But that's not much of a rebound when you consider what was happening with rebounds out of Omicron crises and out of COVID crises for many economies going back last year, when typically you're getting 10% rebounds in a quarter when you're starting to take some of the restrictions off. So this is actually a pretty modest modest rebound coming through. And we'll get a lot of September data which will show that most of those indicators are still running below where you'd expect them to be for China if it's to be growing at 4 or 4.5% consistently over the course of the next year. At this stage, that's a forlorn hope. And so things like September fixed asset investment spending may lift a little to 6% from 5.8%. Industrial production running at 4.5 from 4.2, we think, and retail sales, if anything, deteriorating to 3.3 from 5.4. So still pretty soft economic activity, and some of the focus looking to the People's Congress meeting this week is to see whether there will be any major initiatives coming through in terms of spending to help lift economic activity in China. Moving to Australia and the data we got last week, as far as business is concerned, it's still holding up. We had the September NAB business conditions, business confidence survey. Business conditions business confidence has come back a little bit to plus 5 from plus 10, but business conditions are still enormously strong, plus 22, running up to plus 25 for the most recent reading. So this reflects the strong profitability still running through Australian companies at present. Obviously this can change over time and will with the way in which the Reserve Bank has lifted interest rates. But for the time being, conditions are still quite firm. We had October Westpac consumer sentiment, and that came down by 0.9% after lifting by 3.9%. Yeah, not a particularly weak result on that survey either. So still some strength running through these numbers. This week we'll get the RBA minutes coming out on Tuesday. That's at the last policy meeting where they decided to do 25 basis points. There'll be discussion around that and what led them to that decision rather than the 50 basis points that much of the market was expecting. So watching that for any detail around that. And then on Thursday, we'll get the labour force data. And employment looks as if it rose in September, probably another 25,000 after being up to 33,500 the month before. Participation rate is high at 66.6, probably held that level running through September. And the unemployment rate probably went sideways at 3.5%, which is mighty close to 50-year low point. So there's still a fair bit of strength running through that labour market data. In terms of Europe last week, we had Centix investor confidence came out for the month of October. It's getting weaker, and you only expect it. It's minus 38.3 from minus 31.8. Some of these confidence indicators are really going to tank over the course of the next few months. We're running into the winter period now in, well, it's late autumn, but we'll soon be into winter when the energy shortages are really going to cut in. And so you would expect to see some of the numbers coming out of Europe looking very, very soft. This week, not a lot. We've got ZEW economic confidence and October consumer confidence, both expect to be quite weak. But the story at the moment running through financial markets is that, we're getting closer and closer to the fracture point where economic growth is going to look a lot weaker. But we still got this problem with inflation. It's not so much a problem for us. Our inflation is going to be high, but it's giving a little bit of leeway to the Reserve Bank. But there's no leeway there for the US at this point. I doubt whether there's going to be any leeway for Europe either as they get their inflation numbers out over the next couple of weeks. They still have to put in some pretty big interest rate hikes to get to where they need to be to get on top of inflation. And those sorts of interest rate hikes almost certainly mean there's a hard landing ahead for the global economy. So that is going to lead to more volatility running through financial markets. And it's the same warning whenever you think that you're past the worst of it and you start to get these rallies running through the bond market and the equity market at times are absolutely treacherous. It's these are still bear market rallies until we get to a decisive point where interest rates are at their hump and you can see some sign ahead that they can come back, and we're starting to see the weakness in economic activity reflected into earnings expectations in equity markets, which they're still not. So there's still the bear market is still rumbling along.